This chazar is the chenish of Baruch Ches Kosharim. When Yehudim says, "Get in daf samach dalit." Zok the mission of woman told the shliach to accept the get for her. She needs two sets of witnesses to prove that she's divorced. One to say that she actually made the shliach as a shliach habala, and number two, one set to say that they saw the shliach accept the get and then tear it up. The same people can serve as both sets of witnesses, or you can have one person who is common to both sets and a different person to join to complete each set. Zok the gemara: if a get is in the hands of a third party and the husband says it was given to the third party for safekeeping or not to make a divorce, but the third party says he was a shliach habala for the wife and the get was given to him to effectuate the divorce upon receipt. Rav Huna says the husband is believed because if he truly meant to give it for divorce, he would have given it directly to the wife and not to a third party. And Rav Chisda says the third party is believed because we see that the husband trusted this person to hold the get, so we trust him now as well. Rabbi Abba is, the Braisa says that although a litigant's admission is believed like 100 witnesses, Haidas Badin Kameh Aedim, a third party is believed more than the litigants. This is not like Rav Huna said. Mar says the Braisa discusses the monetary case where we trust a third party because even if he's wrong, the person gave him the money and therefore there's some type of mechila that was given to him. However, but the concept of mechila doesn't work for get because if it wasn't given properly, it cannot be effective. Rav Huna Braisa says that similarly, a third party is believed regarding gittin as well. So you see, it's also gittin. Mar says the Braisa, when it says gittin, it means gite mominus, which is monetary document. I fact, Rabbi Braisa says that similarly, the third party is believed regarding shtorois, which would suggest that when it says gittin, it actually means divorce documents. Mar says no, these are two separate prices, and the Tanna of each referred to commercial documents in a different way. One says gittin, one says shtorois, but neither refers to a divorce document. Fact, Mar, our Mishnah says that the woman must produce two sets of witnesses. According to Rav Chisda, we should simply believe the shliach. Mar says the Mishnah is disgusting. We no longer had a valid get; it was torn, and therefore now it was invalid, and that's why he's not believed. Fact, Mar, once she brings witnesses that she appointed him as a shliach, the fact that he has the torn get should be enough as a basis for him to say that he received the get. Rava said our Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar, who says Eitim Hasiri Karti, and therefore that is what is needed. Fekmar, why did the shliach need to tear the get? Why does the Mishnah even say that he tore the get? Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said the Mishnah is teaching that when there was a governmental ban against writing get, the Rabbonin said that as soon as the get is given, it should be torn to remove any sign that it was ever written. Rabba said Rav Huna would agree that if the woman said the third party told me that the husband gave him the get for the purposes of effectuating divorce, she's believed. Fekmar, how can it be that the third party himself is not believed, but she is believed? Rabba man Zok Dimar, that if the woman says my husband gave the get to the third party in front of me and it was given for the purpose of effectuating a divorce, as she is believed with a miga, she could have simply said that the get was given directly to her to effectuate a divorce. Zok Dimar, if the husband says he gave a get to a third party to deliver, and the third party says he got it to deliver, and he actually says it was delivered, and the woman says that the get was delivered to her but it was lost, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a davar she'be'erva, and therefore two valid witnesses are needed to testify that she's divorced. Why don't we believe the third party? He's not in possession of the get, and therefore he's not believed. Why isn't the husband believed? Said that a husband is believed to say that he divorced his wife. Tamar says in this case he's not claiming that he divorced her. He's only claiming that he gave it to the third party to be delivered, and therefore he can't say that she's divorced based on that. Why don't we say that there's a chazaka that a shliach has performed his shlichas as a rizach says regarding kedushin, and therefore we can assume that she's divorced? Tamar said we only say that klal lechumra, not lekula by kedushin. It brings the chumra over here. It would be lekula. We don't say it. Why isn't she believed based on Rav Nuna, who says that a woman who tells her husband you divorced me is believed because she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie to his face? Mar says that's only when she has no one helping her claim, but over here she has her husband who says who's helping her claim, and the shliach was helping her claim, and therefore she's not believed because it doesn't take that much guts to say what she's saying. Zok the mishnah with regard to Nara Marasa, the girl herself or her father may accept the get for her. But Yehuda says it can't be that two people can be kind of for one person at the same time, therefore only the father has the authority to accept the get for her. The mishnah says any girl who's not able to take care of her get, she's not mature enough, etc., she cannot be divorced. Zok the basis of the machleik between the Rabban and Yehuda is the Rabban hold that the Torah gave this Nara an additional method of accepting a get. So now there are two ways. Yehuda holds that wherever the father can accept a get, she herself is not authorized to do so. So either it's either one of them, not both, and therefore it's going to be the father. Mishnah says, so as Omar Bright says, a minor who knows how to take care of her get can be divorced, and a minor who does not know how to take care of her get cannot be divorced. What type of minor knows how to take care of her get? So the Bright says, any minor who can take care of her get and something else. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan said, this means that if the girl would lose her get, she would take care of another object as if it's her get, then she's considered mature enough. Rav Nuna Bahar Manayach, yes, such a person is considered to be a shaita. She doesn't even know what she's doing. Rather, he says in the name of Acha, the son of Rav Ika, this refers to a minor who knows how to tell the difference between her get and another object. Zakhmar Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rasi, said a minor who understands to throw away a stone and keep a nut has enough capacity to be able to kind of for himself but not for others. If a minor understands that he borrows something and when it's asked to be returned, he returns it, he has enough capacity to be kind of for himself and for others. Rabbi Yehuda said, when I repeated this to Shmuel, he told me that both of these cases are one, which Rav Chisda explained to me, and that in both of these stages, a minor can be kinder for himself, but not for anyone else. Rav Chinan of Vardan asked, the Mishnah says, that one can set up a shituf, like an Erev, by having his Jewish maidservant be kind for everyone who shares the mavi. Now, this maidservant has to still be a minor because she's already Gush Dei Sarah. She would have gone free. She would have already been free. And yet, we see that she can be kind for other people. We see that a minor can be kind for other people. So the case of shituf is different because it's only the Rabbanon. That's why a minor can be kind for other people in that case. Rav Chista said that Rav Chinen didn't argue with this answer. The Gemara explains he could have said that the Rabbanon only instituted in a way similar to the Raisa. Rav Chista would have said, though, that's only true when the subject of the Rabbanon has a basis, the Raisa, Shitav does not, and therefore there's no need to institute similar to the Raisa. Rav Avia asked, the halacha is that when a person redeems his own Maestro Sheini, he has to add a premium of a fifth. The Mishnah says he can get around having to pay that by having his Jewish maidservant redeem his Maestro Sheini for him. Now, this maidservant has to still be a minor because she's ready to go straight to Iris, she'd be free, and yet we see that she can be kinder for other people. We see that a minor can be kinder for other people. The mission is discussing Maaser after the Churban, which is only the Rabbanon. In fact, it can't be after the Churban, because the Braita says that we only have the concept of Jewish slaves when Yovel exists, and after the Churban, Yovel is no more in existence. Mar says we have to say that it was before the Churban, and the reason the Maaser is only the Rabbanon is because it was grown in a flower pot without a hole, which is only the Rabbanon. Rava says there are three categories of miners, of Ketanim. A miner who understands to throw away a stone and keep a nut has enough capacity to be able to be kind for himself, but not for others, and this is also the type of orphaned miner who can be married off by her mother and would have to do Mion in order to annul the marriage. Second level is young children from the age of 6 to 8. They can buy and sell movable items, and such a minor can also accept a get even when she was married off by her father. Finally, when they're old enough to make nedarim a year before bar or bas mitzvah, their nedarim and hegdash take effect, and a minor of this type can even do chalitza. The Gemara says in order to sell the real property of a father, a child must be 20 years old.